For those who missed out on Sunday's Downton Abbey season opener, it's Advantage Tony where Mary is concerned. The wily Barrow once again snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, and the surprise star of Season 5, Episode 1 was Mosley's hair. The runaway PBS hit from England continues to captivate U.S. TV audiences, including on WKAR-TV here in East Lansing. WKAR Radio also joins the party today. This afternoon at 2 o'clock and tomorrow at noon, 90.5 FM brings you At Home with John Lunn, composer of the Downton Abbey soundtrack. The special program presents 2 hours of music and conversation with John Lunn and former BBC producer John Talansky. Here's an excerpt from At Home with John Lunn.
Theme music from Downton Abbey, haunting, evocative, and highly atmospheric, and a very important part of the visual and theatrical experience of the award-winning television series, composed by John Lunn, a remarkably eclectic musician with a very large roster of music for films, television, and also the Opera House, the Symphony Orchestra, and many other areas. But today, he is here with me, John Talansky, to share with us, basically, his music for the Downton Abbey series and also some favourite music of his that is going to focus mainly on English music of the Edwardian era, but not entirely that era, the Downton Abbey era. John, welcome to At Home with John Lunn, composer of the Downton Abbey soundtrack. And we're here with you in your studio, in your home. In London. One of the most remarkable qualities of Downton Abbey is here we have this period piece. You've created the magic and the frisson of that period, but it's very contemporary. It's not pastiche. And I think that's a very remarkable quality.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's hard even for me to pin down why I should be able to do that. But I think it's partly because I have... I do have a great interest in a great variety of music, and also my education. I did a degree in music at university, and the professor there, although he was probably in his 60s, he was absolutely obsessed with harmony and counterpoint. I mean, for 3 years we had to do we did like 2 fugues in the style of Bach per week. Right, and it was hard work, but my God, I'd learned how to write me. I mean, I just my sense of harmony, which is where music comes from. I completely understand it, and if I hear something, I can tell what the harmony is, and then I can kind of circumvent it. I can move it around. And everything comes from Bach. All 20th century music, even jazz. And so I felt when I left university, I was equipped, to do virtually any style of music.
Even so, being equipped is part of the story. The other part of the story is the mystery of creativity and imagination.
Yeah.
Downton Abbey has immediately got a very, I think, almost mysterious quality to it. The score is really ethereal in many ways and has a feeling of romantic déjà vu, and yet it's not. That's what fascinates me. It is not a pastiche. It would be so easy just to copy the music of the time. It's bathed in a certain degree of that narrow Edwardian era, but it's very contemporary in many ways and new.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it actually does use It's definitely influenced by the harmony of that period, but the scale of the harmonic progressions are much elongated that you would never have done in that. You know, somebody like Elgar would have moved on much quicker. And I think it's that that gives it a slightly more modern feel. And there's also a few chords in there I've put in myself that you might not quite get. But, you know, a lot of that, I mean, most of that came from the very opening of episode one, the very first, you know, all the elements are in there. You see there's a train, there's a lonely man sitting in the train, it's Bates. We don't know who he is yet, we don't know his backstory, but, you know, he looks as if he doesn't know what's going to happen. Where he's going to, he's on his way to Downton Abbey, we discover later. And then we follow a telegram, which is actually about the Titanic. The heirs to the house have been, you know, drowned on the Titanic. And then finally, we arrive at the house itself. So the theme has the energy of the train. It has a very plaintive, melancholy theme for Bates. And then finally, there's a big build-up and we arrive at the grandeur of the house. So those three things, you know, are all combined in one. And then, so that's the very first cue. So once I had cracked that, and it all, then the next one after that is a scene that was never in the script, actually. It was the director that had this idea that the house, in order to really appreciate the house should be seen to be waking up. Anyway, so the next, there's a scene of about 3 minutes long where literally the curtains are opened by the servants, the fires are going. But it's also a bit like the train. It's a bit like a machine, you know, a well-oiled machine. So the same music kind of, you know, for the servants opening up, you know, and also, and the kind of grandeur as well. So that and it, so once I'd done those two and the material seemed to work together, is that I knew, you know, that I had it for virtually the whole series.
It's amazing, which is what the process of composition is about, isn't it? It's kind of having some instinct to see the end and grasp that quality so that it will develop almost of its own accord in a certain sort of way if you follow that route.
Yeah,
correctly.
But what's interesting also is that I'd probably never have come up with all that without the pictures.
Well, there's a suite on the CD
which
you compiled, and that, of course, contains quite a lot of these items.
It does. It must contain about five or six.
So I think we should hear that. This is the suite from Downton Abbey on the CD, which is the Downton Abbey CD featuring the theme music plus lots of extracts from the series, at least the first series. And it's the Chamber Orchestra of London, conducted by Alistair King.
An excerpt from WKAR-FM's special program At Home with John Lunn, composer of the Downton Abbey soundtrack. Listen in today at 2 and tomorrow at noon for that here on 90.5 FM.